We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
How we looking? Bill Michaels Show, we're on the air, and we are so glad you are with us today. Glad you're here. Hey, if you are looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home like yours truly, you need to call Team Hochberg. If you want to pay off debt, call Team Hochberg about a cash-out refinance. In January, Team Hochberg, they help listeners convert $1.1 million of their home's equity to pay off some credit cards, some car loans, medical bills, collections, judgments. Whichever you need, it saved listeners over $41,000 a month total. So maybe you've struggled with debt for years. You've heard hundreds, if not thousands, of David's ads, and your debt has now just magically disappeared. It hasn't gone away. You can't get rid of it. Good news. Home values have gone up. Mortgage interest rates have gone down, and now's the time to call our friends over there at Team Hochberg to consolidate your debt with a cash-out refi and substantially reduce your monthly payment. Seriously, what are you waiting for? Pick up the phone, call Team Hochberg right now. 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. 855-563-2843. Or go to 56david.com. Now, Team Hochberg, they've helped myself, thousands of Bill Michaels Sports Talk listeners as well, but they can't help if you don't call. Again, 855-563-2843. 855-563-2843. They've helped me. They can help you. Visit 56david.com for more information. They are part of Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061. Hey, a reminder, coming up next week, we're going to be live from the American Family Fields of Phoenix, and we're going to bring you everything from the clubhouse to the front office, everything in the National League Central. You're going to want to listen right here all next week as we're going to be live in Arizona. Cannot wait. Really looking forward to it. And as we talk baseball next week, our sights are also going to be set on the Combine, coming out of the Combine and getting you ready for the NFL Draft in April. And one of the things that I found interesting was Brian Gutekunst had said last week when asked specifically about a quarterback. He had said that, like his predecessor and Ron Wolf and people that have taught him in the past, you try to capitalize on a quarterback every year. You try to find somebody every year because you never know when you're going to hit and you never know when you're going to find that talent. So the question then, which if that's the case, right? The question then becomes, is drafting a quarterback right now, is that a priority? Do you feel that the Packers need to draft a quarterback this season? Because, you know, I mean, if you believe Aaron Rodgers just needs a couple more weapons around him and he's back to being Aaron Rodgers again, then most likely you're in a lot of company that says, nah, it's not a high priority. If you believe that you really liked what you saw out of Tim Boyle and Manny Wilkins, and you believe that you've got some decent guys in the stable, it's not a high priority. But if you feel that Aaron Rodgers' skills starting to slip and the injury bug has bitten him in the past, maybe you feel that drafting a quarterback this year is a priority, as you need to start grooming the next. so to speak. So where do you stand on this? If you are a Packers fan, is drafting a quarterback a necessity? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. That's on the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag Admirals50 talk line. You can hit me up on Twitter right now, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or over on Facebook, Facebook fan page, The Bill Michaels Show, Facebook.com/The Bill Michaels Show. You can look for the blue check mark there. Instagram, The Real Bill Michaels. Over on YouTube as well, go to BillMichaelsSports.com, and then we are always, always on the Radio.com app. You can find us there as well. But do you think that a priority should be put upon the quarterback position for the Green Bay Packers? 855-830-8648. And put this out there a little bit earlier. So there are some, Mark says, absolutely, we need to find ourselves another quarterback because Aaron Rodgers clearly doesn't have it anymore. He used to be able to throw guys open. Now he's afraid to throw into tight windows. We saw this over and over again last season. He'd rather throw it away than take a chance like he used to. Aaron Rodgers' legs aren't the best. It's time to start looking for his replacement. Now, here's the one thing I want to ask you, okay? Because Aaron Rodgers this year, contractually, okay, when it comes to the numbers, this year actually he'll take a bit of a hit as he restructured that deal. So this year, if you're going to spend some money and put some weapons around him, now's kind of the time to do it. You know what I mean? Because he is not going to cost you nearly as much as he's going to cost you next season, not this coming season, but the season following, when he gets up around the $38, $39 million mark. Okay? So that's going to be for the few years after that. Do you really think that they're going to sit a guy that's making $38 million? See, look, I'm like a lot of you. I just feel that Aaron Rodgers needs another weapon, and he's fine. He's going to be good to go. After what I witnessed and some of the film that I broke down, once I got to the offseason, I started to look, and it's kind of like, okay, I get what he's doing. You know, I can see where he's looking for a zone to be filled with a receiver, and the young receiver doesn't necessarily run the right route. Or if he does, it looks skittish, or the close happens too soon, and he can't throw into that window because of the indecisiveness of the younger receivers. So I believe that you get, and then Davante Adams runs as good a route as anybody. So I believe you get a good receiver, another good receiver, and then all of a sudden things begin to open up for Aaron Rodgers. There's options there. There's a counterbalance to what Davante Adams has going on, and then you start to fill it in. And then you've got another year of Marquez Valdes-Scantling and of Alan Lazard and Geronimo Allison and company, depending on what they do with these guys. So I believe that you need that. I don't think it's Aaron Rodgers and his lack of arm. Now, there were times last year where he didn't look good. You know, that Detroit game specifically, some of those touch passes didn't look good. And people began to question whether or not he was falling off the table skills-wise. But I don't think you're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater and draft another quarterback and say, Aaron, oh, by the way, you've got somebody now breathing down your neck, and if you don't perform well, we're going to this guy. This is Aaron Rodgers' team. It will be for a long time to come. And so the necessity for me to look at the Packers and say you have to draft a quarterback, I think, is if you go by the scale of DEFCON, it's at DEFCON 1 or 2 at best. I don't think you're sitting there, or excuse me, it's at the lowest rating would be DEFCON 5. I don't think it's at 1 or 2. It's at 4 or 5 at best. It's at the lower end of the scale. Let's go to Tim listening to us in Abbotsford, Wisconsin. Tim, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hi, I just wanted to say, thanks for taking my call, and I don't believe they need to look at quarterback for any kind of draft spot at all, especially not anywhere early in the early rounds. I really think, you know, wide receiver, tight end possibly, maybe linebacker, they're all glaringly obvious picks to make unless they're going to go to free agency for any of those.
Right.
Packers never seem to want to go to free agency for hardly anything. Spend a lot of money on a veteran, but, you know, so I assume they are going to do plenty of drafting in those spots. But of quarterback, I just really don't think is one of them. Like you said, with Rodgers having someone breathing down his neck, kind of like Brady with Garoppolo a little bit there, if Garoppolo were to stick around for longer, who knows what kind of problems would have came up. And if something was like that with Rodgers comes up, not probably going to help anything,
right.
I don't think. Especially with LaFleur, being on his second year coming up. I mean,
I personally think you get Aaron Rodgers more weapons second year of this system. Terminology becomes better for everybody. I think that you're going to be just fine. I'm not overwhelmingly concerned about the quarterback position. Does the quarterback position deserve criticism at times? Yes. Okay. Everybody does. But I think some of the things that we looked at on initial glance, when you go back and look at them, became a lot less glaring, if that makes sense. More so, not the quarterback position, but more so those around him. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Hang in there, Dave on the north side. You're going to be first out of the chute when we come back. Do you think it's time for the Green Bay Packers to draft a quarterback and begin grooming him to be the next? Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. Glad you are here. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Quick Trip. Don't forget, they got fried chicken. I'm not kidding. They started doing some fried chicken. They started doing some taste tests, and they were beating a lot of the national brands. And they thought, okay, we got something here. Now, remember, they're based out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, and they got a lot of country values, when it comes to milk and eggs and butter and chicken and, good goods, And they didn't want to do it unless it was good. And they started doing taste tests, and they're like, this recipe's pretty damn good. So they started putting it in stores, and it became bigger and bigger and bigger. And now it's almost everywhere. There are many stores that don't have it yet, but it's coming. And if you haven't tried it lately, holy mackerel, this stuff is really, really good. And it also comes with the sides, mashed potatoes, gravy, potato wedges, mac and cheese, whatever it happens to be. So stop in your local Quick Trip store and ask for it. And if they've got it, great. If not, find one that does and give it a shot. This stuff's really good. They are now serving fried chicken over there at our friends at Quick Trip. And don't forget, when you're there, use your loyalty card. The loyalty cards are absolutely free. You can also download the app on any mobile device you may have. That's our friends at Quick Trip. So do you feel that now is the time, after what we witnessed this last season, there is skepticism about the ability of Aaron Rodgers, which I don't seem to have an issue, okay? I think you put another weapon around him, you've got a decent run game, keep that offensive line intact, and I think you're going to be okay. Do you think about drafting a quarterback? Now, I know Brian Gutekunst said last week, hey, like my predecessors, Ted Thompson, Ron Wolf, hey, you always draft a quarterback because you never know when you're going to hit on somebody. So do you think the Packers should use a draft choice and try to find themselves another quarterback? Let's go to Dave on the north side. Dave, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, I would say that the only thing that would get me to draft a quarterback is if the same scenario that happened with Aaron Rodgers happens again. Right now, I'll be the first one to tell you, I am a huge Tim Boyle fan. I have not seen him make more than one mistake in two preseasons. The guy throws the ball with velocity. He throws it with accuracy. And I just think that people are discounting him, and I don't think they should. I think he's got a heck of a future someplace. That being said, I agree with you. Aaron Rodgers just needs more weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that we got all the right guys at wide receiver that we should have. And for all the nice things that Aaron Rodgers says about these guys, and saying they need more balls in practice, the only one that has stepped up of those guys has been Lazard.
Yeah.
So I think we need one or two more receivers.
I would tend to agree with you. Appreciate the phone call, Dave. Let's go to our buddy Mike, listening to us down in Florida on the radio.com app. Mike, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Bill?
Doing well. What you thinking?
Good. Yeah, so I don't think so. I think next year might be a good opportunity to do that, but I just think it'd be very foolish. And, you know, from a logistical standpoint, Aaron Rodgers' contract, I mean, his cap hit is in the tens of millions of dollars for the next 3 years. So you pretty much would have a Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre situation where, you know, you'd have a guy sitting behind Rodgers for the next 3 years. And they were one game away from the Super Bowl, so they're built to win now. One thing I would say, though, is I think it'd be a good idea to pick up a veteran backup quarterback because, you know, last year I would say Rodgers, he played, you know, above average, but I wouldn't say he was great, maybe for a few games. So I think if you picked up, you know, a Ryan Fitzpatrick-type guy that could fill in behind Rodgers, and if Rodgers did get hurt for a period of time, I think you would still have an opportunity to make the playoffs, you know, with an average or maybe slightly below average quarterback just because of the talent that you have defensively and you have a top 10 running back in Aaron Jones. So
a couple of things, and appreciate the phone call because you open up a lot of different areas here. Okay, first of all, the run game. I agree. The run game was really, really good this year. Again, you go back to health. I think the fact that Aaron Jones was healthy for an entire season, Jamal Williams was pretty much healthy for an entire season, things were really good in the running back portion of this. Next year, teams are going to gear up, and they're going to say, we're going to try to stop that run and force Aaron Rodgers to do things and see what kind of talent they have around Devontae Adams. That's kind of what San Francisco did. Look, we're going to come at you, we're going to pressure you, but we're going to stuff the run. And they were pretty good at doing it, and to see how quickly the Packers could abandon the run if indeed they were not able to sustain consistent yardage. So that's where a lot of teams are now going to concentrate coming into next season, as there has been a rejuvenation towards the run game, not just in Green Bay, but throughout a lot of the National Football League. Second thing is, I think if you do get a good piece or two around Aaron Rodgers, you could go get yourself a tight end, get yourself a really good tight end, or if you believe Sternberger is going to be the guy, if he definitely starts to, you know, mature towards being the guy, then you have Sternberger an option. Although, if he was going to become a consistent option, I would have thought this past season you would have seen him used more, and you didn't. I mean, granted, they were paying Jimmy Graham a lot of money, but you didn't see that, okay? He didn't emerge as all of a sudden him and Tanyan is the go-to guy when it comes to receiving yards for the tight end position. So you definitely need another wide receiver or a tight end or both that are going to make things move offensively, which then in turn opens up the run game. It all kind of goes hand in hand. But I don't think Aaron Rodgers, his talents, as many have started to speculate, I don't think his talents have fallen off the table. I still think he's an incredibly smart quarterback. He missed a couple of things this year and some things that were uncharacteristic of Aaron Rodgers. Maybe he's trying to overthink it or do too much because of some of the youth that he had and the inexperience he had. I don't know. But I'll be honest, I am like many people, I'm thinking push your chips to the table and kind of go for it and pick up more than a few free agents or draftees or whatever that are going to help you at positions of need now. Now, you still have to get best available player, and if somebody of really quality ilk falls to you, you got to take them. But I don't think quarterback is anywhere in my top five to top seven of needs for the Green Bay Packers. Let's go to Dave, listening to us in Wauwatosa. Dave, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking the call. I'm the same page as you here. There's really no circumstance where I'm taking a quarterback. And I know the last caller said, you know, if someone drops, then I'm trading back and I'm acquiring more draft picks. I don't think Rodgers has like gone downhill at all. And honestly, the chips are in the Rodgers basket anyway. I mean, you put the chips on him when you sign him to the contract extension. The Packers are so close to a championship. And the thing about it is they've got those top level talents. Like, you look at the Smith brothers, Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, but their roster, the depth isn't quite there. And you made mention to how healthy they were last year. Well, what if somebody gets dinged up? The goal for this year, for this entire offseason, should be winning a championship. That should be the goal. And drafting a quarterback early isn't going to help you do that. A rookie quarterback, if Rodgers goes down, you're kind of screwed anyway. So I look for, you know, especially with the limited resources they have for free agency, they don't have that much cap space. They can get rid of Jimmy Graham and Lane Taylor, but they're not doing a free agent explosion like they did a year ago. So they need to hit impact players in the draft, whether it's moving up and targeting a specific guy or it's moving back and getting more picks. But I just don't see a quarterback part of the equation. In fact, I actually kind of – I could see Goody double-dipping at wide receiver. Last year, he double-dipped at edge, and then he took an edge guy at number 12. The year before that, when they had all sorts of issues at cornerback, he signed Tremont Williams in free agency, and he double-dipped in the draft with his first two picks with Jair Alexander and Josh Jackson. I think that Goody's smart, and he's going to sit here and he's going to talk about the quarterback position, much like he did last year. There was a lot of smoke surrounding Drew Lock, but he's not going to take a quarterback.
Yeah,
but
I don't think he's going to take a quarterback. The only way I would take a quarterback is if you get a high-end quarterback and then possibly a friend of mine just texted me too. Justin just texted me and said the same thing. Possibly then you could go through your preseason and turn that into a trade bait later on down the road if suddenly a team needs a quarterback. You can also kind of convert it that way because we all know quarterback is such a coveted position in the National Football League. Maybe you get a guy that somebody else covets, or as it, let's say Tua falls in the draft and he's right there for you, and you know that if a good quality quarterback falls, Goody's going to take him. So is it the best available at the time and Tua is the best available and you believe in that? So maybe you take him. Because of the ability he has. But then again, you start answering the phone to see if somebody's going to jump up and grab him as well. Derek writes, he tweets us, it has to happen at some point, but I think you still have a few good years in Rodgers, so build a good team around him first. Plus, it's only going to help the transition if the Pack have a solid squad when it happens. This one says, as far as not drafting a quarterback, please preach. This one also says that I believe he's got another 4 to 6 good years in him. Give Aaron Rodgers a top 5 defense and all will be well. Just a lot of people chiming in. You don't have to get a quarterback right now, but if one falls, you'd be crazy not to take him. But then you can always turn around and trade him away at the very end. 855-830-8648. Jimmy G writes, not this year. With as close as we were to the Super Bowl, we need a draft to fill the holes at middle linebacker, offensive line, and wide receiver. I have faith in 12. Plus, if we fill those holes when 12 does retire, it would be easier for a future quarterback to get a custom. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. We're going to ask Bert Griffin. He's a sports director up in Green Bay for WFRV-TV, CBS 5. He is going to join us coming up. We're going to talk with him about this exact same thing and ask him what his opinion is when it comes to drafting a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Biofuels Association. Brand new website, abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. Go there and get all the facts, kind of dispel all the myths, if you will, about ethanol and about those types of fuels, whether it's unleaded 88 or E85. If you've got a new vehicle that says flex fuel on the back, E85, that's for you. If you've got a vehicle that's newer than 2001, chances are you can run unleaded 88 in it. And if you want to get the facts, if you want to get the monetary aspect and all the mileage and look at all of that, that's great. But also remember that it also helps the economy here in the state. The farmers, the Corn Growers Association, also helps the biofuel plant workers, those that are here in our own backyard rather than the big oil companies. So when you're thinking about maybe changing over at the pump, keep all of that in mind. That is abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org, and see for yourself. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show with Bert Griffin, sports director for WFRV-TV, CBS 5 in Green Bay, talking some Packers football next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Peace up, A-Town.
Show. We are continuing on. We are glad you are here. Don't forget about the Milwaukee Brewing Company on 9th Street downtown. Going to Marquette game, going to a Bucks game, or just heading out for a night right in the brewery. right there in the brewery in the Glass and Griddle. They got good food. They've got craft brews. Go to mkebrewing.com to see everything they offer. mkebrewing.com. And then there's a terrific company called Pindell. They need some good people. And they're not getting people that are just looking for jobs. They want people that are looking for careers. Go to Pindell, P-I-N-D-E-L.com. They're in New Berlin, Wisconsin. Go to Pindell.com and see everything that they have to offer. They're really good people over there. Burke Griffin, sports director for WFRV-TV, CBS 5 in Green Bay, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Burke, how you been, my friend?
Good. How about you, Bill?
I am doing extremely well. I was we were sitting here talking a little bit about the upcoming draft, and you know, one of the interesting things that came out of the media avail with Brian Gutekunst was he said, "I'm a lot like Ron Wolf and Ted Thompson in the sense that I'm always going to try to take a quarterback." And it raised ears and eyebrows a little bit because, you know, you got Aaron Rodgers, you're paying him a lot of money, and that is not a need. So give me your thoughts when he said, "I'm always looking to take a quarterback."
Well, I think he's saying what people needed to hear because, you know, a lot of folks out there think that Aaron Rodgers is in decline when, in reality, I think it just took him a long time to get used to this new system. That run-first mentality, not all the weight of the world is on Aaron Rodgers' shoulders to always make the big play and to change the audible at the line of scrimmage and scramble and make the amazing throw. I think everybody thought, yeah, you know what, he's just not the same. No, he did probably missed more throws than he had in a very long time since early in his career. But the fact remains, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is still one of the top 6 to 8 quarterbacks, no matter what way you want to slice it. I think the fact that Ron Wolf would pick guys like Matt Hasselbeck or, you know, looking down the line as to who might be the heir apparent to Brett Favre, when obviously we know that none of those guys ever were, you just can't have enough good backups. I mean, we've seen that when Rodgers has gotten hurt. I mean, this team has struggled.
Yeah.
Struggled mightily. So if there's somebody there in the third, fourth, fifth round, why not? But I think at this point, it was more just the right thing to say at the right time.
So what is your – I mean, you just kind of hit on some of the priorities. There's needs at wide receiver. There's needs at middle linebacker. There's needs at, say, more big bodies up front on both sides of the ball. Tight end is another one. Let me talk about that for just a minute because they drafted Sternberger. How good do you think he is? Because it didn't seem to me like they really inserted him a whole lot last year. Was that just because they had Jimmy Graham and they felt they might as well go ahead and use him? Or do you think that Sternberger really hasn't progressed as much as you might think?
Well, he was banged up. I mean, there's no question about it. He got hurt. But late in the season, you saw just a little extra something from him. His ability to get open, as opposed to Mercedes Lewis and Jimmy Graham, was quite obvious. I mean, you got two old guys who can't run the way they used to, and give Jimmy Graham credit. He had a couple big plays this season, but he's not gonna burn you big time anymore. It's a simple fact, and I'd be surprised if he's even on the roster this year. I think Sternberger could be one of those breakout guys of the sophomore season, as you would like to call it, his second year in the league, where you go, "Wow, I guess I didn't really notice he was that good."
The other position of need, middle linebacking, and you know they didn't obviously, at least not as of right now, bring Blake Martinez back. Give me your thoughts on if you move on after Blake Martinez.
I think if Blake gets big money, he's gone. And I think that's why he was so broken up and hurt. And you could tell after that loss that this is the last time he would be wearing the green and gold. I think somebody out there needs someone like Blake Martinez, but he was obviously exposed against San Francisco. There were a couple of angles there that he could not keep up. And is DJ Goodson or Warren Burks really, or even Ty Summers, is that really the answer? I don't believe so at this point. So I feel like the inside linebacker is of great importance in the first three rounds, no doubt about it. And you know what it could have should have, I honestly believe they should have moved Clay Matthews and not let him go and moved him to middle linebacker.
Let's do this. Let's put Blake on hold because this is a terrible cell connection. It sounds like he's talking down a long tunnel. And if let's either recall him and try to get him back into a good area, because otherwise it's just so difficult to really hear specifically what he's saying. So I apologize, but we'll try to get him into a better cell situation. But we are talking a little bit about the Green Bay Packers, and we are talking about the draft needs for the Green Bay Packers. And like he said, if Jay Sternberger is the guy, well, then, you know, is he capable of really taking that next step forward and making a lot of people become believers? Otherwise, if he's not the guy, then what? You know, because then you really got to start thinking about your tight end position and what you can and can't do, and whether or not your ability to play out of the tight end position, to actually have that be a viable candidate for weaponry, so to speak, what that ends up doing. You know, how deep will this team be if they don't have a quality tight end, but just more of a blocking tight end versus a tight end that can go over the middle, be a mismatch, you know, draw safeties up, draw corners up if you have to get back into that realm. Let's get back to Burke Griffin. So, Burke, we were talking about Blake Martinez, and, you know, I look at Blake and I think quality tackler, and like you said, just had some inability to cover. And we heard from Pro Football Focus that his numbers were not good in that area. So, do you go into the free agent market to find that quality middle linebacker?
I think you go. I'm not a big fan of the free agent market that's out there in terms of middle linebackers. I think you got to go with the draft. You go with somebody young who is injury free and can run. I mean, it is a fast man's game, no doubt about it these days. He'd be that Blake, like we mentioned, great sound tackler, but just cannot cover. And he was exposed against San Francisco. I say you go in the draft instead of free agency.
We were also talking about bodies up next to Kenny Clark. That was one of the conversations we had with a lot of people down at Super Bowl that kind of felt that, you know, the Packers are maybe that big body away from really fortifying and giving that push up the middle, then keeping guys off of the linebacker and allowing additional pass rush from the outside of the Smith brothers. Where do you see that?
Well, I think one of the biggest disappointments of the season was Montrevious Adams, who had a tremendous training camp. I mean, he could come off the football and provide a push, and he just sort of faded down the stretch, got a little bit banged up, but you just did not hear his name. Dean Lowry, hard worker, not going to be that guy. Tyler Lancaster, same category. You got to find that one other big body either in the draft or through free agency, and I don't know if there's that guy out there. I mean, Brian Gutekunst has made it well aware. Big people who can move, that's what he's looking for. And I just don't know. We'll find out more after the combine because there's always a sleeper in there that you haven't heard of. But we'll have to wait and see on that one.
And then you give me your thoughts on keeping Mason Crosby. I thought it was a great move. I thought that's what exactly they should do. There's no sense in – I mean, he's still got kicks left in him. He had a really solid season amidst all the off-field adversity. I thought it was a great move and for a pretty good price.
Fair. Fair as can be. He's your all-time leading scorer. He had one blip in the road, 4 years ago? And he's performed. I mean, and we're talking clutch kicks, too. There's no sign of wear and tear on the leg. He still can boom it on kickoffs, getting the touchbacks. And percentage-wise, he was just as good as anybody else. And people don't realize how hard it is to kick in the cold weather at Lambeau Field. And he, you know, some guys can do it and some guys can't. And I think it was a great move. And at a fair price.
Would you be bringing back Brian Bulaga?
I don't think so. Had a solid season, too injury prone after 10-year career. He's in the twilight of it, and he can get $10 million from somebody else, I would think. 7 to 8 at least. But I think that's another area where you maybe do a little moving. You can also, I mean, having the depth that they have on the offensive line and the kind of year that Elton Jenkins had as a rookie, if Billy Turner can play right tackle and you're confident and you paid him that much money for a 4-year contract, you can always insert another guard at right guard and move Billy Turner out to right tackle.
I was going to say, do you think Billy Turner's a legit tackle?
You know what? I don't know. I'd like to see him do it. I'd like to see him try it. For the amount of money that they're paying him, I mean, there's guards in the league that do not get the elite money that Billy Turner did. This year, he had a few moments where he got bull rushed a few times here and there, but he's versatile enough to, why not try it? I mean, if if you're going to pay Bulaga, if Bulaga does hometown discount, $5-6 million, and then let's say you start 12 games and you get $1 million or $2 million bonus, and more than three quarters of the season, then you try to bring him back. But I think he's going to look for one big payday on the way out the door.
That's what I was going to ask you, is how much do you think he earned? Because, I mean, he had a hell of a year, but how much do you think he actually earned?
Well, that's the thing. There's some old guys that are kind of weak. So you got an old war horse type. There was Bruce Wilkerson, if you remember, in the Super Bowl year of 96. Shawn Michaels just could not get the job done. And, you know, they brought in a 10-year vet who knew he had one or two seasons left, and it worked out. And I think there's a team out there that maybe needs to shore up their offensive line and is willing to take a chance on Brian Blood.
Well, that was going to be my next question. I mean, because everybody is looking for a good right tackle. Because guys coming out of the draft today, in all honesty, I said this earlier, most tackles, they get converted to guard. And when you're running right into side and you're not really being asked to set up a pocket and pass block and push a guy up beyond the perimeter of a quarterback, and you don't do that on a consistent basis, that's an art, and not a lot of guys coming out of college really are capable of doing that. It's much less starting right away, which is why you got to believe that you have somebody in your stable that is capable of being your right tackle. Otherwise, man, oh man, that's usually the side that Aaron Rodgers is scrambling to and taking off and running and pointing and bringing guys back to him. And so I don't know if that's I don't know if Billy Turner's that guy. I don't know. Maybe more people have faith in him than I do. I don't know. So.
Yeah, I would just like to. I would say, if Rudy's got enough faith in him to give him that much money, then he should be able to play it, right tackle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that.
Yep.
Like if you're going to shell out that kind of dough, the guy should be that. But if he's that versatile, he should be able to play right tackle. You may not want to take that chance, though. Again, you have 2 years left, really, in my opinion, with Aaron Rodgers. And given his injury history, he needs to stay upright. And they did a pretty darn good job of it this year, with the exception of the Niners game and the Chargers game.
Burke, always a pleasure. Have a great day. We'll talk to you more down the road, okay? Appreciate it, my friend. There you go. Burke Griffin, sports director, WFRV-TV, CBS 5 in Green Bay, joining us for a couple of minutes. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical. Treating guys with ED, just call them. 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. And just give them a shout, whether it's low T, the all-in-one weight loss program. They can do it for you again. 414-455-4451. Burke joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Give us a shout there as well. Stay tuned. He lost his mind the other night. We'll tell you what it is next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The officiating definitely went right for Grand Rapids. That was as unprofessional as an officiating performance. I hope you tweet this out and tag the league, because that was embarrassing. Matt Rafferty is a clown. That being said, we have to be so much better at the end of games. We can't blow a 21-point lead with 12 minutes to go. However bad and biased and unfair and illegal and cheating the referees are, we have to be better closing games. And so that's where I feel.
Well, well, well. That is the Wisconsin Herd head coach, Chase Buford. His team blows a 21-point lead. They're having a really good season. 28-9, I believe, is what their schedule or their record is. But over the weekend, he went off. He went off. They lost to the Grand Rapids Drive. After beating them on Wednesday, yesterday, they lost 126-117. They go to 28-9. Up until that point, they had won five in a row. And they were up 21 late in that ball game, and the officiating changed. And all of a sudden, it became kind of an ugly game. That is Chase Buford, who just kind of crushes the officiating. Now, he has since.
Matt Rafferty is a
He's an effing clown. Now, since then, Chase Buford has apologized and has come out and said that he was wrong for calling him a effing clown. But It's not very often that a head coach of a G League team makes headlines. But it looked like they were going for their sixth win in a row, and they ended up dropping a 21-point lead late in the fourth quarter to lose the 126-117 game. And, oh my goodness. And by the way, they now say that this is the candidate for the coaching rant of the year. We're sitting here. Now, look, I had a great time when I was up there at the Menominee Arena. And Chase Buford was gracious enough to come on the program, and we had a great time up there. But this video of him after this game with his hair and everything and scratching his chin, he looks like the pivot man in a gang riot inside a prison. He just looks bewildered after this one. Like, he just had no clue this was about to happen. So
I'm worried about the guy. He didn't look right in that video.
No, he didn't.
And he's like throwing his hair back. It's just like the guy hasn't slept in 10 days.
He's got his fingers in his mouth in the beginning. And then I don't know who that cat is, like on the Ancient Alien show with the crazy hair, but he does
look like that guy.
He's kind of that cat. At any point in time, you can hear them say that drinking game of Ancient Alien theorists believe. And that's when you take a drink during the show, because aliens. Then they start to describe some kind of some supernatural thing that happened. But you're right. He's throwing his hands through his hair, his fingers are on his chin. He's just ranting, just blah, just it's all pouring out. So the Wisconsin, if you got anything going on, I say they have Chase Buford wig night up there at the Wisconsin Herd game, because. And you know what? He has a right to complain, but he lost his damn mind.
And to be fair, he apologized.
He did.
He said it was unprofessional and I'm embarrassed.
He did. But still.
I might be just embarrassed by how I looked in that video.
I'm now a Chase Buford fan even more, because he lost his damn mind. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels show coming up. We're going to hear from Dante DiVincenzo of the Bucks next.
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.